A week that included bellicose comments by the U.S. president also featured a continuing battle for control of the Strait of Hormuz. Now, paths toward resolution pose a major test for Vice President J.D. Vance, and the Iran war's significance as a shaper of a new global economic order and of U.S. influence appears to be growing. On a split screen, humanity reached farther from Earth than ever before. We also learned of an artificial intelligence tool too powerful for public release. We have more on that today, plus new recognition for hip-hop, an interview with a Booker Prize-winning writer, and an essay on patience and a plum tree. It's Saturday, April 11th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, April 14th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or to our app for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Now, today's Monitor stories. Tech leaders are scrambling to address risks after Anthropic found its new artificial intelligence tool, Mythos, can both find and exploit software flaws, highlighting a new era of security vulnerability. Lawrence Belsey and Caitlin Babcock report for The Monitor. Pakistan is hosting U.S.-Iran talks Saturday, but they face fierce headwinds, including alleged ceasefire violations, disagreement over what was agreed to so far, and, above all, a deep well of mutual distrust. In the Middle East, concerns are mounting over an unresolved conflict and the instability resulting from a wrong agreement. Taylor Luck reports from Amman, Jordan, for The Monitor. Viktor Orban has held Hungary's highest office for 16 years, but his tenure has increasingly been characterized by scandal and corruption. Sunday's general elections may be the moment for a dissatisfied electorate to push him from office. Dominique Sogel reports from Szentendre, Hungary, for The Monitor. Peruvians will elect their 10th president in as many years. But the revolving door of top leadership has eroded trust in elected officials. Could the next president change that? Howard LaFranchi reports from Villa El Salvador, Peru, for The Monitor. Colleges are adding courses and even degrees in hip-hop, signaling a growing recognition in academia of the musical genre as an art form. Educators and students believe career paths will keep opening. Ira Porter reports from Princeton, New Jersey, for The Monitor. Yann Martell rose to prominence with the success of Life of Pi. Now in Son of Nobody, he takes on the Trojan War, a scholar's drive, and a commoner's yearning. Our contributor recently interviewed the best-selling author. Contributor Sky Davis reports for The Monitor. One gardener's seven-year battle for a sweet plum brings heartbreak and, ultimately, hope. Find his full essay at csmonitor.com. Contributor Robert Close writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.